Hello, my dear sisters. Good morning or good afternoon once again. Happy New Year. I was going to share this with just one person, but I thought, look, let me share with everyone on this platform because you are my sisters. You know, at the beginning of every year, a church will declare is a year of abundance, a year of whatever. And we all came to it. And at the end of the year, I don't know if, like me, in times past, the whatever is declared, it's as if it doesn't work for me. I hear testimonies, powerful testimonies, and I'll be wondering, God, why am I left out? Why didn't this year of abundance, a year of whatever, why didn't this thing work for me? Then God began to minister to me that my own theme for the year. So before the beginning of the year, He gives me my own theme. So I run with my own theme. I run is like running with your own vision. So at the end of the year, and I found that at the end of that year, whatever theme God has given me personally, I see the result. It comes to pass. So now I don't feel bad anymore that God doesn't love me. I still key into the theme of every church, year of resounding victory, year of abundance and everything. I still key into it. But there's a particular theme that the Lord gives me before the new year, which I know that one is personal. So I just thought I should share this with you that we should not be discouraged. If the theme of your church for last year did not, you really didn't see come to pass in your own life. You had many testimonies, wonderful testimonies. As we look unto God, let's also ask Him for our own theme, your own theme for the year. And perhaps every time a church declares a theme, oh, you receive testimonies, it works for you, thank God for you. God bless you. I just thought I should share it. May the Lord continue to work in our lives to bring to pass His promises, which are yea and amen. Bye.